Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 238. We should never ridicule someone else's joy. I've talked about being a killjoy before, but I want to reiterate because I didn't put as much emphasis on the internet side of things, and I've seen so much negativity online lately that I want to remind you, you are in charge of the words and the messages that you put out there. And when you choose negative words or hurtful things, you can't take those back. And even if you do apologize eventually, you will never be able to take back the hurt that you caused. This world is filled with haters, so don't be one of them. Even if you disagree with someone completely on a personal level, you should never be the reason someone feels ashamed about something that they love, unless it's actually hurting people, of course. But if the thing that they love is not physically or emotionally or mentally abusing someone else, what's the problem? Get motivated by their commitment to the things that they love. Get inspired by other people's passion. Get excited for their excitement, even if you don't quite grasp their enthusiasm. Just don't ever be the reason someone doesn't wear their favorite outfit. You should never be the reason someone doesn't feel confident pursuing something that they once felt passionate about. Who cares if you don't like it? Who cares if you don't get it? It's honestly not your business. What is your business is finding joy for your own life, and not enough of us make it a point to find joy in other people's joy. Don't be critical and judgmental over the things that other people have in their lives, regardless of your spiritual, your religious, or your personal beliefs. If the things that people get a kick out of don't negatively impact the world around them, what business is it of yours to be impacted? Don't be afraid to check in with yourself. Are you hurt by their behavior because it's honestly harmful? Or is it because their enjoyment makes you question your own? If someone else's joy triggers you, that's yours to dissect, not theirs. Life is really hard for all of us, and there is no reason we should want to stifle someone else's brief, momentary joy just because we're feeling some type of way about it, even online. It is not your job to criticize others for things that make them happy. If the thing that they love is not coming from a place of hate, you can either choose to be supportive or you can choose to be quiet. And this doesn't mean you need to lie and blindly support all of the things that you don't get or you don't agree with just to be a positive beacon of hope, but it means you get to relax a little bit, rely less on your initial discomfort to guide you, and ask yourself if it's really negatively impacting the world or if this is a thing that you have struggled with personally in the past. There is a difference, and it's an important distinction that not many people are comfortable making. You can absolutely tell people, "That ain't for me, but I love how happy it makes you," without being a judgmental blowhard. You can tell people, "No thanks, but you go for it," without making other people feel insecure about their passions. Next time you have a negative comment to make, whether it's in real life or online, if it's not constructive, ask yourself what makes you qualified to make that comment. Check in with yourself. Who's this helping by making this comment? And if you can't come up with any good reasons, then maybe you should take a step back. Whether it be in real life or online, the comments that we make ridiculing others can make a difference on the way that they perceive themselves. And I'm pretty sure we're all aware of how much a negative comment can stand out above the positive ones. So be a voice in the sea of positive voices and don't be the one reason why somebody would give up on something that they enjoy. And even if you are giving someone constructive feedback because they are a hateful or negative person, usually doing it in a really hateful way isn't necessarily going to make a change anyway. It really breaks my heart how much emphasis our society has put on fitting in and doing what's societally acceptable, when in reality, the things that make us different are what makes this world such an incredibly nuanced and amazing place. If we all behaved the same or got fired up about the same shit and talked the same shit, nothing would progress. We'd have no diversity, no growth, and no reason for fun or excellence or joy. Allow others to find their excellence by allowing them to enjoy the shit that you don't personally enjoy without judgment or criticism. Even if it's your kid and you have the expectation of them, it is not your place to tell any other human that they can and should be passionate about something else. So I encourage you, even if your first instinct is to call someone out for those ugly ass cargo shorts or their uncanny ability to bring every conversation back to anime, try taking a step back and encouraging that joy, even if it's not your style. We can't control anyone else, thank God, but we can have an impact. And wouldn't you rather impact people to believe in the things they enjoy rather than to feel shame around them? Let people be weirdos and embrace that shit. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.